Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Maramim and Maras and Shinufyu. With the schus, Moshe Nebeshtim Raisel Moshe Mordechai, and space in the Torah, Morena Harfdes, Lizet Sal, Rissel Salanter, and Zigaris Hamusser, writes Haniska Ve'ikr Bishima Shofuas Torah, the Tachlue Hayetzer, who will make the Oiz Ve'iun Omoi Kate. Dine ha'aveira, marav koicha lahashrish la'at la'at kinyin rav banefesh. The most sublime and primary in the use of the healings of the Torah for the illness of the Yetzer is to learn with strength and with great depth and profundity the laws of the aveira. How great is the power to be mashrish, to help take root in you, little by little, a great kinyin in your soul. V'yesh od b'china ruchanit. In other words, so learn the halachas. You want to stop speaking Lashon Hara, learn Lashon Hara. You want to get better at Anas Dvarim, not hurting people's feelings, learn halachas Anas Dvarim. V'yesh od b'china ruchnes she'asecha v'chut she'odam nilu l'hakil sivasa. V'mayim ha'razao teira v'idna de'osik v'matzla. V'in chilek v'ezit divrei teira she'oska, iska. V'atzilenu menachet. Im yasek v'inyin shor she'nogach ha'sapara v'chayotzei. V'atzilenu gam v'lashon hara. The Ruchni is HaTorah Tishmerah. There's another Koach of Torah, spiritual power of Torah, that the intellect and man's sensory perceptions have not been able to identify and understand, but it's a reality. And that is, no matter what you're learning, it'll make you a better person. It's going to save you from sin. You're learning Bava Kama, it's going to save you from sin. You're learning Kodshim, you're learning Tumura, it's going to save you from sin. What does it have to do with sin? Answer is, that's the Koach Ruchni of Torah. V'yesh lizboinein b'inyin zeh. Amra Torah v'yadata hayom v'ashivotai elevavecha. Chalal gadol panu yesh b'nefesh ha'adam. Omeid b'in ha'idyal ha'imutah b'lev. We have to really analyze this. The Torah says, you should know today and put it to your heart. There is a great empty space in the soul of man, that is an abyss between the yediyah, the intellectual knowledge, and the imus balev, making it true, making it real in your heart. And only when you're mitzarev, the yediyah, the knowledge to one's heart, that there should be no gap in between them, his maisim are going to be lefi his yediyas. His actions are going to be according to what he knows. When there's such a gap, when there's such a distance between knowledge and the heart, the feeling, so then, in this lacuna, in this empty space, the Yetzer Hara builds himself a beautiful mansion. And it captures a person's heart. And all of the dimyonis of Olam Hazeh enter. All the silly dimyonis, all the she'ifas that people have. Oh, I'm going to be happy if I do this. I'm going to be happy if I go there. That's what captures the heart. So we know in Chazal, they tell us, how does a person sin? Eye in roa, the eye sees. In other words, what your eye sees gets into that empty space in between your knowledge in your heart, and then the lev is chaymet, and the heart desires. And on that, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is tamei on his famous igeris, ha'adam chofshi b'dimyonai, ve'asul b'muskalo. Man is free in his dimyonis. Man has endless dimyonis, endless fantasia, they call it in Hebrew, hazayot, these imaginary, illusory fantasies of what will be if he does this, if he goes there, if he buys this. Chofshi b'dimyayna, limitless imagination. And in his seichel, he's asur, he's bound, he's limited. Because the intellect is telling him the emes, and that's narrow. That's doesn't capture him like his Dimyan does. So in the world of Dimyanis, the person sees it and immediately gets to the heart. Whereas from the Seichel, to get from the heart to the from the mind to the heart, it's a long journey. And that's our place of Bechira, this empty space in between the Yediyah and the heart. And that's where the Yetzirah gets in, and that's where we have Bechira. So the Rambam says, what should one do? Misrachik min ha-taiva, how to capture this empty space. Yarchiv daito v'chochma. In other words, if he loves chochma, and his thought is drawn after chochma, even if the chochma is not about taivas, you don't only have to learn in Yanei Taivas, they have Svarim today on Hirahurim, on Estaklis, very important Svarim. But you can even be a Gemara in Krisus, you can be a Gemara in Baba Basla. If you fill that with Chachma, then it overcomes the Taiva. That should be your Hitanyanut. You're not going to be interested in other things, your eyes aren't going to go from place to place, you're going to be focused on Chachma. And a little bit of light, a little bit of chachma is doich a lot of choshech. That's why you have to fill a person's, right? A person's an empty, he has that empty space. And what's it going to be filled with? Is it going to be filled with chachma? A person has a computer or a phone. What's going to be on that phone? So it's the same phone, it's the same kli, it's the same machshir. And he can have on that phone very, very deep shir. Dine Chazakas and Dine Sfekas, and Sheikh Schneitzer, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Sefer Morei Nayim of Menachem Aram Chernobyl, and Likutei Torah of the Alter Rebbe, or in that same machine, Lahavdil, so many Havdalas, there are no numbers, on that machine he can have all of the worst preachers in the world. And I think that's a metaphor for our hearts and our minds, that they could be filled with Torah, with Kedusha, or they could be filled with all of the terrible, the worst, the lowest levels of depravity. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Pasach, the laws of the Amar, I will place my words in your mouth, and with the shadow of my hand I will cover you. God is covering you, and the Shekhinah spreads out its wings. Explains Yitzhak Isaac Chover in his parish in the Sefer Ma'ala Satara. HaTorah Ma'ala HaMitzvah LaMakom Elyon Yotir. Torah elevates the mitzvah to a much higher place. Vasim dvarai b'ficha, talking about the words of Torah. Torah elevates the mitzvah to a much higher place, and that also means a higher place within us and our pnimius. Kibam esetrachu mekatrik mol ha'al debenim nechalas the mitzvah between esetrachra, the dark side, is mekatrik on a person who doesn't let him do the mitzvah like he's supposed to. Filling the 613 aspects of every mitzvah. And the holding on of the sitra achra is making the mitzvah a mere nekuda. And therefore by through Torah he makes wings for the mitzvah to shield him. I will place my words in your mouth. The holding on of the chitzonim of the dark side is between that point in between the internal light. What is the or pnimi? So by us, derech hamuser, this or hapnimi is bivchinat ha'imut, the verification inside of our heart. This nekuda pnimi is the emes that's in our heart. So the chitzonim go come between the emes and a person's heart. The or makif by us is the surrounding light, is our yediya. You can have a lot of yediyas, but they're only external to us. That's where the chitzanim get in between the or pnimi, the emes in our heart, and the or mekif, the yedius in our mind. And in that lacuna, in between those two points, that's where the chitzanim go. May chitzani is hakelim. Where the chitzani is hakelim? Al derech hamusa, the chitzani is hakelim, are all in yanei olam hazeh. All in yanei olam hazeh are kelim for avoda. Al or mekif docha etz hachitzani. And if a person loves to learn Torah, and to add das, so he's megarish the Yetzirah, in other words, the Achizas HaChitzanim comes in between the Or Pnim and Or Makif, and it takes all in Yanei Olam Hazeh, and it makes it very important in our eyes, and that rejects all the light that we have within us. But if you have a proper Or Makif, if you have good light, if a person loves Chachma, it's Doicha these Chitzanim, and then he can use the Chitzanim HaKelim for Avodas Hashem. The person has to love Chachma, and that's Doicha the Yetzirah. So that's the Eitzah Mariv Rabbeisai. The Eitzah against the Eitzah Hara is very, very powerful, very potent, and that is love Chochmah. Love Chochmah. Have your mind on a sugya. Kasha Rabbi Kiva Eger. Svasemis ala Torah. Have your mind in words of Chochmah, in words of wisdom, of depth, profundity, insight, understanding, wisdom. That's where we have to go. Otherwise, it's a vacuum there, and what fills it? Bad things. A guy goes into bed at night, lies in bed, what is the first thing he thinks of? For a lot of people, it's what gives him pleasure. Some people are busy worrying. It's also toxic. They have thoughts of worry and concern, what's going to be with the future, as if it's going to help lying in bed worrying about it. And other people want to go to more pleasurable places, which aren't mutter. So instead, one should fill one's mind with chachma. So before one goes to sleep, one can think of Divrei Chachma, or one can think of Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Tshuva. But don't leave an empty vacuum there of nothingness, because bad stuff's going to come in. Make sure to fill it up with good. So again, where the Rabbi Zechaveh writes, Torah mala mitzvah makom elyon yasi. If you have that Torah, your Torah will elevate your mitzvahs. The Radbaz in Mitzvahs Tamei Torah, Mitzvah Chaf Beis, writes, V'da ki kol yeshiva v'yeshiva yesh keneg v'yeshiva l'mayla. Your nefashis at tzaddikim she'asku b'Torah b'olam hazeh. So this is a very Kabbalistic idea. And for those who don't know, what Rav Dessler does is he takes all the Kabbalah and he turns it into Musaf. He shows where it affects our avoda, because what's Titzel Dalton in Himmel is beyond us. But we use those ideas, what's going on up there, also know what's going on in our soul. We understood on multiple levels. And Rodesta tries to take everything down and bring it to the world of avoda use. There's the Mashkiach in Panovich, there's the Mashkiach in Gateshead. So Mashkiach's job is not to discuss abstract theology and theosophy, but to help the Bachman become better of the Hashem. This was a shmuz given in Panovich on Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Tezriah Mitzorah, 1953. So he's talking to Panovich Bachman here with it. What are we dealing with? Sinaris, Mitzyashrim, what does that have to do with me? So the Rav brings it down to our world. Bira Dvarim, Chol Echad Ve'echad Mi'Yisrael Yesh Nekuda Daka Dikdusha. So what the Rabbaz is saying from the Sefer HaKoneh, which is a classical Kabbalistic work, is that in every Jewish person, there is a nekuda daka. There is a subtle point of kedusha. The kevin shi nekuda pnimis, im itzaref isim kol pnimis shel Yisrael shel b'chol adaris. And since it's a nekuda pnimis, it's a deep point, it combines with all of the pnimis of the Jews in all the generations. In other words, the gilui, from all the giluyim of Klal Yisrael. Of all the tzaddikim, gedolim, and kedoshim, together with the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Hashem. אבל רק הנקודה הפנימית שהיא הרוחנית מצטרפת, but only the נקודה פנימית, this deep נקודה combines with all the other tzaddikim of all the generations. מה שאין כן, if a person is not פנימי, if he's not deep, so it's מיסס הנה שמלומדה, if it's just done by rote, that doesn't connect. However, what's special about Talmud Torah is that even the chitzonis of Talmud Torah is pnimis. Even if a person doesn't learn, in order to be davik b'Hashem, who gave us the Torah, and only because he's davik b'Torah and he loves the Torah, this is also pnimis, because he loves Torah ava ruchnis. And this is also a b'china of the Shema, as is known in the name of the Gra and Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Oman niflu kenki kol ben yeshiva, any ben yeshiva, even in our very orphan generation, is connected with the yeshivas, and that's what the Radbaz quotes, with the yeshivas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and all Gedolei Olam, Akopana Megili Avas HaTorah, and that's Nirmas, Sheyesh Lo Kochus Fitzel Lemala, Lemala Klape Atzmenu is Arnikuda Arnikuda Pnimis. Arnikuda Pnimis is able to connect to all the yeshivas. Kikol Lashon Radbaz, from the Kana, Kikol Yeshiva v'Yeshiva Yesh Kenegde Yeshiva L'mayla. Every yeshiva has a corresponding yeshiva in Shemayim, and those in the Nefashas at Tzaddikim, they were Osek in Torah L'mahazin. In Kenegdem, there's Kochos in Seh L'mala. There's this shadow above. That's B'chinas l'mala klape etzmenu is in kudus ha'pnimius shepan. So we connect with our Avas HaTorah, we connect to our pnimius, which connects to all the kochos l'mala and shemayim. Connects to our nekudah pnimius, and that connects to all the kochos and shemayim of the yeshivas that preceded us. And through that, hatzinoros misyashrim. What does that mean? When the Radbaz says hatzinoros, the pipes become straight. The Yesh Hashpa B'Tzinoris Akumim Hainu Kesha Hashpa's Halengdim La'odim Hinderach Yisoda Yisurim B'Galus Hashem Shalom Roy La'Hashpa's Kol Tov L'man Yukelim Avodas Hashem Dan Avishah Shepnimius Haruchnius Meschazekas V'Olim Mashakasa V'Olim Shemua V'Nasati M'tar Arzichem Malamdeinu B'Zek Ki Hashpa's Toi V'Olim Hazdi L'Kal Yisrael Tzvuya Mamish L'Olim Dei Toir Advekim V'Olim. The Tzinoris and Siyashrin means that there's a hashba with crooked pipes. And that is when the hashbos, what come down from Shemayim to teach a person, are via Yisurim and Galus. Masha Enkem, when the world is fitting for hashbas kol tuv, in order that they should be kalim for Avodas Hashem, in other words, when the pnimius of ruchnius, of deep spirituality, becomes strong in the world, like it says, if you listen to the mitzvahs, I'm going to give you rain. So that's what happens when the tzinoros are misyashir. The pipes come straight, but in other words, it's going to come down in a good way. And that's totally in our Limud HaTorah. That's what he says. That's what the Rabban says. When they're oisek down here, they're also going to be oisek up there. And over sibasim, because of them, at tzinoros misyashir, we're going to have a good, positive hashba in the world. And instead of tzinoros akum in the crooked pipes, which is we're going to learn things via Yisurim and Galus. No, we're going to learn things in a positive way. In a good way, we're going to have Ashbos, we're going to have comfortable homes. Zeh Lashon Rabbeinu Menachem. And this is what the Radbaz writes from Rabbi Nachum Irikanti. Amar Azal kol divu v'divu sheyatzim v'piyak Rosh Baruch Hu nivra v'malach. Isa uberuach piv kol tzva'am. Every diva that comes out of Hashem, a malach is created. Uberuach piv, with the breath of God's mouth, kol tzva'am are all the hosts, are all the malachim. Yim a diva barachim, and barach malachi rachim, and hefach hefach. If his speech is with mercy, then malachim of mercy are created. The opposite, the opposite. Kach kisha adam is created in selam alokim. Oisek b'toira nivra malach echad melitz na melitz ba'adav. When a person's oisek b'toira, so a malach is created, as a melitz, as a positive attorney on his behalf. So a malach is a shlichus. That's what a malach is, a messenger. So if it's a malach matatrig, that's the bimesis, the person to do an aveira. And a malach melitz is to help a person do the right thing. Help a person along the way. When a person's oisek b'tora, a malach is there to be a melitz for him. Zel talmud Torah k'neged kulam. In other words, when a person's oisek b'tora, it's k'neged kulam because it stops all the kitrugim, all the hasatas. And in that, it's greater than all the mitzvahs, because only with talmud Torah you are able to combat all of the. All of the prosecuting malachim, all of those that try to get a person to sin, try to get a person down, and Torah is able to combat that. So that's the koach of Torah. So in Mitzvah Shem, in a future shiur, we will continue this line of thought. And this is Mamash, amazing, amazing Torah. So please stay tuned, and we will see more Nefuos. Torah Hashem, Shalom, Shalom.